Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Superior Livestock, America's leader in livestock marketing. Coming up is Superior's video auction January 29th, live from Superior's Fort Worth, Texas studio and being broadcast live during the NCBA convention in San Diego. Selling nearly 21,000 head, 1,200 Holsteins, 5,900 feeder steers, over 2,600 feeder heifers, more than 10,000 wean calves, and 600 bred heifers and pairs. Don't miss Superior's video auction January 29th. Visit SuperiorLivestock.com. Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
Take a drive through rural Oklahoma and you'll see a great thing happening. Young farmers and ranchers working alongside their contemporaries, preparing for a stronger tomorrow. These are Oklahoma's best and brightest, and our future depends on their success. Our young farmers and ranchers like to say, "You're next. Are you ready?" To learn how you can support Oklahoma's next generation of farmers and ranchers, go to okfarmbureau.org.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, we're going to kick things off with a check on our livestock futures. And, ended up with a pretty rough day for livestock futures yesterday. Looks like double-digit lows.
Sure did, Dave. Our cattle complex yesterday experienced early session two-sided trading. That did not last long. We turned negative and we closed negative yesterday. Now, despite the fact that the cash last week traded a dollar higher, the futures were lower yesterday as they focused on that negative cattle on feed and cold storage report from Friday, plus the continuing lower prices of box beef and the feeder cattle index. We did see choice box beef yesterday down $1.04, select boxes down $1.74 on a total movement of 118 loads, daily cattle slaughter 112,000 head. Cash feeder index was up 3 cents. Our lean hogs closed mostly higher yesterday. We saw on the close yesterday, April live cattle 85 cents lower, March feeders down 12 cents, and April lean hogs 22 cents lower.
We'll check grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at our grain futures as they finished up yesterday, and the wheat and soybeans ended up with real nice days yesterday.
We did see some upside, but it was overall kind of a boring day as our grain and soybean complexes managed to close mostly positive as they had another non-eventful trading session yesterday. Trading was tied mostly to technical action. There was no surprises in our weekly export inspection report yesterday. And we have seen overnight the Shanghai Composite Index have its lowest close since December of 2014. And we also saw early this morning crude oil dipped underneath $30, but has since recovered. At the moment, we are looking at the March Casey wheat down 0.75 cents, March corn down 1.5 cents, March soybeans down 3.75 cents, March cotton is down 9 points, and that recovery I was talking about in crude oil is starting to slip once again. We are down 25 cents now, 30.09. The March dollar index is down 2 cents at 99.39, and March Dow Jones futures are losing their upside that we had earlier. We are unchanged now at 15,811.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. Now, we'll check in with you again tomorrow, and of course, we're going to look forward to that. And it's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.